Usually,
Sunday, Kisei Tzei, third year.
Usually, the main avodah is Gemara Rashi Tosfos. I try to speak about that. We start every Zman. That the real Mar Makoyim is what you're supposed to do is Gemara Rashi Tosfos over and over and over and over and over again. Those are the real Mar Makoyim. But sometimes people get a little bit exhausted from doing Gemara Rashi Tosfos, so we'll give you some other things to look at. But Be'etzem, if you want to know what I think you should be doing, you should be doing Gemara Rashi Tosfos and pounding Gemara Rashi Tosfos over and over and over again. Finish Gemara Rashi Tosfos 20 times, so then you could talk about doing it another 20 times. Then maybe you could look at a Rosh, a Ran, but the main avoidi here is to do the Gemara Rashi Tosfos. Now this sugya is a little irregular. We hit on a Velt sugya, the sugya of Mitzvah Shas Man Grama, so we didn't really do any Gemara Rashi Tosfos today. A little bit of Tosfos, we did it already. So today you have to do Mar Makoyimus. But Be'etzem, the Mar Makoyimus are there after you finish Gemara Rashi Tosfos. The main avoid is Gemara Rashi Tosfos. That's the one thing I want to tell you. The other thing is, we, Be'ez Hashem, are Chabur, as you mentioned, everyone is connected. We will probably not start until everyone's here. And if everyone's not here, so then I guess we just won't do anything that day. We'll sit here and twiddle our thumbs. I strongly suggest that you try to be here on time, as timely as possible. It's now almost 12:30. I'd rather not go into lunch more than we have to. So if we could try to be here by 12:15, 12:20 is probably when we're going to end up starting, around there. But I'll try to get started by 12:18 so we could get stopped. We could finish on time. I've basically got a lot of work to do. And Be'ez Hashem and Siyata Shmai, we're going to try to understand this Tifa Zachen, and we spoke about it a lot. Does anyone out of the pen? You got a pen? Okay. Ammo. Rabbi said, there's a lot of things we're going to be weaving in and out, other things that we spoke about in the past. We're going to try to make some clarity. We're building lots of different pieces together. We spoke about the sugya. The Gemara says over here that a father has to give us a milah to his son. If father doesn't give it, who gives it?
Bezdin,
Klal Yisrael, whatever it is. Bezdin doesn't give it, who gives it? Gives himself. What about the mother? No. What do we know the mother doesn't give it? The Yoma Avram is Yitzchok, Benok Asher Tiva. Oysa, Iveloi, Oysa. Frek the Gemara, Toysis Akasha. This is the Kasha, Frek Toysis. Aye, that's the Chayra Mitzvah Seisha's man grown. What do I need a Pasuk to be Mamayat Isha? The Chayra, she's anyway in this mic because the Mitzvah Seisha's man grama. We know that already. We said, if you looked in the Kuntras Ishurim from Augustine, he brings different Makaris. How do we know? Nashima Patam Mitzvah's man Kasha. We know it. It's a fact. Women are parts of all Mitzvah Seisha's man grama. So why do I need another Pasuk to tell me, I saw, Veloi, I saw, if the Chayra is going to be Potter anyway. Comes along the Merume Sadeh, Rabbi say, get ready. The Merume Sadeh is written by the Netziv Anatoly Tzvi Yehuda Berliner, and he says the following thing. There's a Shaila in the Yerushalmi klert, if a child less than 8 days old, you can feed him truma. Okay? You're not allowed to give truma to an oral. So a child less than 8 days old, well, they don't eat much. But what about being sach truma? You have shemen of truma, and you want to use it in order to, what's the word I'm looking for?
Strengthen.
To smear on the baby. It's a better word.
Lather,
moisturize. Moisturize the baby. Lather on the baby. Are you allowed to do that? It's a very regular case, could come up, right? You want to put lotion on the baby? Can you use lotion of truma? So it's a shaila in the Yerushalmi. What's the shaila? Zok the Netziv. The shaila is, if a child less than 8 days is in Oral. If he's in Oral, can you give him truma?
No.
But if he's not in Oral, so then he can have truma. He doesn't have a bris, but he's not in Oral. Can you give truma to a woman? Why? She doesn't have a bris. She's not in Oral. She's not in Oral. So also, yeah, less than 8 days old is not in Oral. So it's a shaila Yerushalmi.
Why isn't the
shaila
if the fact that he has an arlo is the reason why he can't?
What do you mean?
He has an arlo.
Mitzias
says he has an arlo.
That's the shaila. We have a shaila here. Because they have a shaila. What's the tzad that you're allowed to give him truma? The shaila is, does he have an arlo or not? Because if you assume he has an arlo, for sure you can't give it to him. So what's the other tzad? The other tzad is, he doesn't have an arlo. Why not? Because less than 8 days is not an arlo, says the Netziv. Says the Netziv, the Rambam. In Yerushalmi, it's a shaila, but the Rambam says less than 8 days is not an orla. And he says, Lafi the Rambam, Tosis Kasha Heptzach Nishtan. Why? Tosis asks that you have to get a bris on Shmini, that should make it a mitzvah Shezman Grama. Why do you have to wait till 8 days to get a bris?
That's an orla.
Because not an orla. So let me ask you a question. It says mitzvah shel zman grama because until the baby's born, you can't do a bris. Is that a mitzvah shel zman grama? Why not? Because you need a baby in order to have a bris. You need an orlah in order to have a bris. So if you tell me that it's already in our law on the first day, the Torah says wait 8 days to give a bris. Why? Because that's what we want. Then I hear Tosfos says kasha. Limbaisa in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, what happens if you give a bris less than 8 days? Says you don't need a tafas dam. Shulchan Aruch. Now Achronim argue that Shulchan Aruch is achor, not like the Rambam. Because there's no Arla, so there's no bris. What are you doing? You're doing nothing. Right? So it seems like it's a machlokes Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. So Tosfos asks the kasha. Tosfos obviously holds that there's an arla when right away. So why are you waiting till 8 days? The Torah gave you
a zman.
Mitzvah zman groma. A bear. In Rambam says the Netziv lechor Tosfos kasha. It's not an arla. That's not called mitzvah zman groma. No zman. The zman just until then he doesn't have an arla.
So why is lulav mitzvah zman groma? Tosukas, you can't shake lulav because you don't have to.
You don't have a lulav in Tosukas?
I'm saying you don't have to shake it Tosukas.
Because you're not mechuyev. That's the zman. But over here we're saying it doesn't have a shem orla b'chlas. It's not the you're not mechuyev to do the bris. It's not an orla. You could give him truma. Could you give him truma? He's an orl. I'm not mechuyev in bris, but he's an orla. The answer is not an orl. The Torah says you cannot give truma to an orl. Is he an orl, yes or no? No, that means that this is not. Oh, he's not an arlo.
It's not an arlo, or he's not an arlo.
We're gonna say it's the same thing. You could clear about that if you want. That's fine. But the first chabur is cheskis, so you're gonna have to this Friday cheskis saying chabur beis hashem. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, that's what we said. Al kopan. If you look in the Ramban, when he brings Tosfos his kasha, only brings the kasha of later on, of Vayom and Apalayla, doesn't bring the kasha of Shemini. Maybe the kasha of Shemini is not a kasha. According to the Rambam, it's not going to be a kasha. Okay.
Ivan the Ramban says that his answer answers the question also, Yom Shemini. Ivan's answer. So it could be that he's
Enachanam. Could be. Enachanam. Okay. So what is Tosfos' answer to the kasha? Tosfos does ask the kasha. Says Tosfos, because the mitzvah is nimsheches. It goes from when?
Day 8.
Forever. Right, forever. That's Tosfos' territory. We said the Tosfos are going to be not like Rashi, because Rashi says, "What's the Hagdor Mitzvah Shel Zman Groma? Zman Gorim Losheh Tovoy." We brought the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says every mitzvah that's May Zman Lizman. That's the Rambam. That seems to be like Tosfos. It's Zman Lizman. The Tosfos Arosh brings a raya from Pidyon Haben. Pidyon Haben is also a mitzvah that starts on day 30. And goes forever. Is that a mitzvah zman grama? Says Tosfos, it's not a mitzvah zman grama. So that's his raya. The question is, what's Rashi going to do with that raya? Is Pidyon HaBen considered to be a mitzvah zman grama? Maybe Rashi holds not a raya from there. Because maybe that's also not zman gorim l'shetavoy. Why does the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen start? When does Pidyon HaBen start? 30. Why does it start on the 30th day? Because then it becomes a Vlad. Before that, it's Cheskas Nefel. So therefore, maybe Rashi holds just like we said by Bris Milah. In order to have a Din Orla, it has to wait till 8 days. So he also has the Din Vlad, Bar Kayoma. You don't do Pinyan Aben if someone is not a Bar Kayoma. So therefore, it's not called Zman Gorim L'Shetavoy. It's not triggered by Zman. It's just there, the Zman. In order to be a Yeled, to be a Yulud, that it's a Bar Kiyuma, you only have Pinyan Aben and a Bar Kiyuma. Let's daf and visit. I'll call upon him as follows. Tosfos' teretz was that it continues forever. We asked the question, what do you mean? You could do Bris Milah forever? Well, what about Shabbos? What about Shabbos? After, so on Shmini, Milah is Doicha Shabbos. But after Shmini, Milah Shaloi Bismano is not Doicha Shabbos. So Tosfos says that this mitzvah is Nimsheches. It just keeps going. Is that true? Ain't la hefsik? Can you do a bris milah on Shabbos?
No.
So we said from Akiva Eger, what's stopping the bris milah from happening?
Shabbos.
Is bris milah means to be done on Shabbos? Mitzad the mitzvah. Is there a mitzvah on Shabbos? Yeah. But there's something zaitik stopping it. Right? Okay. That's what we said in Kivega Pshantos. The Avnei Nezer, the Chayra, is Mavur that he argues. I'm just going to throw this in, and you're going to have to put together the pieces later. He says the following thing. Is mitzvah smechias amalek or mitzvah sasesha as man grama? Mitzvah smechias amalek. Shouldn't be.
It's forever.
Says the Avnei Nezer, you know why it's mitzvah sasesha as man grama? Because you can't do it on Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos. You allowed to kill someone on Shabbos? No. So it's mitzvah sasesha as man grama. It doesn't have, not on Shabbos. But why can't you do Mechias HaMelech on Shabbos? Mechias HaMelech doesn't let you do it on Shabbos? No, Shabbos doesn't let you kill. But L'chayre, L'fir B'kiveger, what we're saying, it's not going to shtim.
That's to say, Shmer, the mitzvah actually does stop on Shabbos.
But why? Mechatesi. Mechatesi. Why does it, where did it come from? The mitzvah here only stops on Shabbos.
It doesn't make a mitzvah Shabbos. It starts again.
That's a different teretz. The teretz doesn't hold to that. Yeah, it doesn't hold to that. Okay, so Rabbi Yisai Toysis' teretz to his question is, what about the fact that it's Bayom and not Balayla? We're going according to the Mandama that holds Mila Shaloi Bezmano is Noyeg, Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla. We had two pshatim in that Mandama. The Oilum was tiny, that really there's no problem with Layla. It's just, it starts, triggers in the morning and keeps going. I was saying that maybe once it's not Bayom, Yom Eshmini, then you just have to make him Gemalt. I don't care. Just get him mild. And you can mild him Balayla, just can't do the mitzvah. Whatever the pshat is, this is what Toysis says. Now, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein comes and says, Tosfos is very dachuk. Why? Because we paskin, mitzvah shaloi bezmanoi is only bayoim. So Tosfos is basically making our Gemara shaloi aliba dehilchasa. We don't pass, according to Tosfos, we don't paskin this Gemara. This Gemara brings a pasuk, totally extra. That's very, like, not gishmak. That's dachuk. Tosfos is making our only, Tosfos is his only pshat. This is Tosfos' fallback. He's got nothing else. Says our Gemara is going to have to go according to the Man D'Omer that Mila Shalom is Manos Noig Bein Bayom Bein Balay. Do we paskin that way? No. That's not geshmak. It's not, you know, the end of the world. But if there would be a smoother teretz, then we would want it. So we're going to see other tzuitzim of the Rishonim. And our question is going to be, obviously, why does Tosfos not like their tzuitzim? I understand why not to like Tosfos' teretz. Why? But let's see the other Rishonim. Okay, we start with the Tosfos Rid. We gave out the Tosfos Rid, and the Tosfos Rid, Rabbi Yisai, is magnificent. The Tosfos Rid says, and we'll read some of the shyness of the Tosfos Rid. Zok the Tosfos Rid. First he says, Ha teinech miyom eshmini lekasha she'ein hayoyim kavua v'yadua b'shana. Tosfos Rid says something interesting. He says, the question of yom eshmini is not shver. Why not? Because it's not a date. It's whenever it happens.
He's also the only one who asked that kasha.
Which kasha?
No one asked it like he did. That it's kavua on yom eshmini.
Ask what he means. Tosfos. Is that different than Tosfos? Yes, it's different than Tosfos? Okay. So that's the next chabur. We've got to keep remembering which one is doing what. But. What? You're on the same team. I know that. Okay, you're not going to catch me on this one. On the same team. You're going to have to work that out, guys. But in the meantime, it's very similar to Tosfos' kasha. Maybe there's nuances we have to figure that out. But I'll kopon him like this. The question is, what about Yom Hashmini is not shver? We had two questions in Tosfos. First one is, it doesn't start till 8 days. And the next one is, it's by Yom HaNapa Laila. 8 days is not a problem, because 8 days is no particular, it's whenever the baby's born. If the baby's born on Tuesday, it's 8 days later. If it's on Wednesday, it's 8 days later. But it's not, there's no day in particular. It's not a Yom Kavua V'Yadua Bashana. Why does that make a difference? Kacha, Tosfos Rid. We'll have to figure that out. Okay? But what about the Yom HaNapa Laila? Says the Tosfos Rid, unbelievable. He says the following thing. He says the mitzvah's mila is not a mitzvah shebegufa. Now let's get this clear. Because there's so many different levels of mitzvah's mila. He says the following thing. Afal gav de mitzvah's haben yesh lo zman. Nihid kavuazman leben hanimol aval haav shetiver bonus asik bemilas shmoi milas panoi haisek ahu ein lozman. Says the Tosfos Rid as follows: the mila of the ben has a time. What's the time of the mila of the ben? Eighth day by day, and not night. True. That's the mila of the ben. But the father, his obligation on the ben is not a mitzvah shebegufa. What's a classic mitzvah shebegufa? Tefillin. Tefillin, can I make a shliach to do tefillin?
No.
I got to do it myself. That's my mitzvah to do my tefillin. Says the Tosfos Rid, that's not what mitzvah haben ala av. Mitzvah mila doesn't go that way. Mitzvah mila is not a mitzvah shebegufa. And therefore what? Says the Tosfos Rid, therefore, my mitzvah can be really defined as I have to make sure that the son gets his mila. That's what the Tosfos Rid says. In other words, the mitzvah is really the son's mitzvah. Like we touched it. Mitzvahs haben al ha'av. So if the son would be doing the mitzvah, what would his mitzvah be? Mitzvah shebegufai. Who would have to do the bris? Son himself. But now that the father is doing it for the son, really whose mitzvah is it? Son's. So do I have to do it myself? No, what's my obligation?
Make sure
that his mitzvah gets done. So I can fulfill my obligation even at night. How could I fulfill it at night? Call the mayor. At night, call up the mayor and make sure you're there first thing in the morning and you get the bris. Now, what did the father do that would be called his mitzvah? The calling of the mayor, the preparation. Can he do that at night? Yeah. So the father's chiyuv is a mitzvah seish as man grama. Is it only by day, not by night? No.
But it starts and ends.
It doesn't end. It doesn't start and doesn't end.
It starts when the baby's born.
Okay, baby's born is not a problem. We know that.
All our mitzvahs
start with something. Yeah, we start when we're born. That's not a problem.
Specifically, it starts before the eighth day for sure, right?
That's fine. Adirabba.
That even takes care of
the eighth day problem.
I understand, but then once it's finished, let's say that he gets the breast on day nine, so the mitzvah was from when he was born till day nine.
When you shake a lulav, your mitzvah is also over because it's done. But that's not called
it.
No. Only if a mitzvah ends on its own is a call that has an end. Not if I'm a kain the mitzvah, it's not called an end. If I don't do it on a day 8, do I have day 9 to do it? If I don't do it day 9, do I have to do it day 10? So that mitzvah continues. You're saying, I finished, now I'm done. Well, that's because you did it. That's not called Zman Grama.
Why do you have to get involved in the gufa if you just say Yom V'Layla and therefore it's not limited to Yom?
Because if it would be a mitzvah shebet gufai, then my mitzvah is to do the milah. If my mitzvah is to do the milah, I can only do the milah by day. That's my mitzvah. Do I have a mitzvah to prepare tefillin? No. What's my mitzvah? Can I put them on during the night?
Nope.
No. That's a mitzvah shebet Zman Grama. My mitzvah is put on my tefillin.
Yeah, the mother doesn't come a day later.
Yeah.
So he didn't do the mitzvah, you called him the night before. So the mitzvah may be the preparation of the mitzvah, it's a hechsher mitzvah.
No, that's not the hechsher mitzvah. That's my maaseh mitzvah. It's like pru or revu.
Pru or revu.
Doesn't make a difference. Pru or revu, what's your maaseh mitzvah? The maaseh mitzvah is tashmish. I didn't have a kid. Okay, so it didn't work. But that doesn't mean
that's the only way to do the mitzvah.
This is also the only way to do the mitzvah. My only way is I have to make sure that it happens. So that's my maaseh mitzvah. This is my maaseh mitzvah. Whether it worked or didn't work.
If your mitzvah of the mother didn't come
through. No, but the same thing. If a person doesn't have children, he's not potter. So what we're saying is my mitzvah is do ishtalis. I did my ishtalis. If the mother does come, what's my mitzvah?
Then you did it at night.
What? It's okay, so that's my mitzvah. So I can do my mitzvah. So I can do my mitzvah at night. I did my mitzvah at night. I can do it at night. No, it's not a hechsher. That's my mitzvah.
Your mitzvah is that stage.
That's my mitzvah. Yeah, my mitzvah is to do that. That's the whole mitzvah. I have no mitzvah, do the bris. Not only that, it comes out, Lefi the Tosfos Rid. Do I have to make, you know, the Mayel, I don't know if you ever saw, the Mayel likes his moment in the spotlight, and he says, Avi Aben, you're now making me a shliach to mal your son, and he gives him the knife, give me the knife. Do you have to make the Mayel a shliach?
Only on the eighth day, maybe.
Even on the eighth day, you don't have to do it. No. You're not mechuyev making shliach. According to his rit, it's machlokes.
Because all you have to do—it's
not his mitzvah. It's not his mitzvah.
You have to do is organize.
That's it. You don't have to make him he doesn't have to be your shliach. No, I took care of it, and that is my mitzvah. I have no mitzvah. My samila.
He
needs rishos.
He's talking about the father. He says the father and the isha are going to be identical. That's what Tosfos says. The whole mitzvah of the father. Listen, he says the words of the father.
Yes.
He says.
The Rambam says he needs rishus from the father.
Ha'av שציווהו הבורא לסעסק במילס בנוי האב המצווה הוא אין לו זמן שבין ביום ובין בלילה יתרוך ויוכין צורכי מילס בנוי דוס is the mitzvah. The whole mitzvah is the hachana.
I don't think the mitzvah says she has man grandma,
but the father. And that is because the isha is
Av's other chiv.
No, the isha is just mimicking the father. Why is the isha potter? Because it says I say, v'loy I saw. So he's saying is what's I say's chiv? I saw his chiyuv is lis asik. She should have been chayiv. Says the pasuk, she's not chayiv. So we're ripping her out of which chiyuv? The chiyuv of the father, the chiyuv of the av, and the mother doesn't have that. What's that chiyuv? Just to prepare the suda. Do you have to be a shliach according to Tosfos Rid? No, don't have to be a shliach. This is Tosfos Rid. Okay. The Tosfos Rid L'Chayra is going to come out. Does the father have a mitzvah to do the mila himself? No. Not only that, he doesn't even have anything to make a shliach. The shach argues. Shach bringing a rush. You with me? Shach bringing a rush. Shach says that the father has to do the mila himself. Not only that.
In addition, it's a second mitzvah.
What do you mean? No, no. He's saying this mitzvah is a mitzvah shebegufay. Do the mila. He's arguing. Based on a rush, the shach can't argue. That's what Tosfos Rid, but he's based on a rush. Shach says the father has a mitzvah to do the mila. So what's the father's mitzvah if you wanted to categorize it?
Mitzvah
shebegufay. When is that mitzvah? Only by day. Only by day. So that's not like Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid's teretz is not so simple. So you go back to Tosfos. Go back to Tosfos. That's why Tosfos maybe would not agree with the Tosfos Rid. Because Tosfos Rid is saying a chiddush. He's saying the father does not have a chiyuv to do the bris milah. Not necessarily true. Maybe the father does have it. Maybe it's a mitzvah shebegufay on the father. I don't know. We're going to get back. We're going to try to pull it all together.
The Tosfos Rid is reading the Gemara that if the father doesn't set up the suda, Bezdin has to?
Father doesn't. Yes.
That's how he's reading the Gemara.
Correct. We're going to get back to that also. Correct.
And what about
Me'iri.
And if the Bezdin doesn't, then he has to?
No. Then no. Once he hits 13, he gets his own chiyuv. It's a mitzvah shebegufay. That's a mitzvah shebegufay. Ramban says a different teretz, very similar, subtly different in two ways. The Ramban says, "Ika leferushe de itztrich." What do we need the pasuk for? Salka daita chamina ki patri nashim mitzvah seishes man grama. I'm reading the Ramban inside. Hani mili be mitzvah de gufayhu. Same thing, mitzvah shebegufay. Kigoin tefillin. Dime hasam gamrinon. Avol mitzvas mila dile achrini vihi loy shaychuba ema tischayev midi dehave a bezdin shechayven lamulo kamashma. There's two differences in the Ramban and the Tosfos Rid. Says the Ramban, why? When do you say that your potter mitzvah shes man grama? That's a mitzvah de begufayu kigon tefillin. Avol mitzvas mila. Dile achrini, v'ihu lo shaychuba. Ema techayif, mididahabe abezdin. What's he saying? He doesn't say anything about you could do it by yom or by laila. He doesn't say it's not a mitzvah shes man grama. He says, when are nashim potter from mitzvah seishes man grammar only a mitzvah de gufayu? But a mitzvah that's not gufayu, even if it is a mitzvah seishes man grammar, they're still chayiv. That's not the Tosfos Rid. It's very similar but different. The Tosfos Rid was saying the mitzvah is a mitzvah saseh that's not zman grama, bein bayom, bein balayim, because you can be misasik. So Raman says something else. He says, when are nashim potter from mitzvah saseh zman grama only a mitzvah digu fayhu? But a mitzvah is not gufayu, they're not potter. What does he mean to say? I think he means to say like this. Whose mitzvah is this really? The son. Is the son chayiv in mitzvah saseh shazman grama? Yeah, he is. What's her din? Help him. So if she is a chayiv to help him, does she have to help him on a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? Yeah. If it's her own din, her own mitzvah, then she can apply the p'tur of, hey, it's mitzvah saseh shazman grama, I'm putter. But this is not her din. If it's a mitzvah digufayhu, then she has a patur mitzvah shes man grama. Avol mitzvah mila de la achreini. It's someone else's mitzvah. V'ilo shaycho, but she doesn't have shaycho. So the mitzvah be'atzim mitzad atzma. In a chalav, she's potter mitzad atzma. Forget about shemesh man grama. She doesn't have the mitzvah. Elomai, her mitzvah is just to help him. So she's got to help him. It's his mitzvah. She's really coming just to fix him. He has a chiv, so she has to take care of it. Therefore, she thinks she's chayv. Midi da have a bezdin. Now, the Ramban is referencing Bezdin. Ramban doesn't say midi da have on the father. Why is the Ramban going to Bezdin?
It's not similar to the father.
It's not similar to the father. The Ramban learns what's the father's chiv. He has his own chiv. He has like the shach. He has his own chiv. Only Bezdin, his din of Bezdin is. We saw a lashon of the Rambam. The shelo yonichu areilim, that there shouldn't be any areilim in Yisrael. Lo be'abneim, lo be'abdeim. So what is the Ramban saying? Really, if you were just trying to see if the isha is a chiv like the father, what would we say?
No.
Why not?
Why not?
Mr. Zesh is my grandma.
But it's not Gufa.
It is Gufa.
It is Gufa.
Elamai, but there's another degree. There's a Chiv of Bezdin. Me did have a Bezdin, she should have a Chiv. Just like Bezdin has a Chiv, maybe she should also have a Chiv.
Where do you not see that in the Goliath?
So that's part of the Shiloh. Where would the Makar be from, exactly?
And also, where do you not see that in the Gemara? I mean, if you move from the father to Bezdin, right? And let's say we're learning the Bezdin, why are we not saying that maybe that's the mother also?
What do you mean? That's what we're saying. Adarav, it's supposed very well in the Gemara. It says father, Bezdin, her. Adarav. Moshe is pointing out that it's actually, it's Meduyik in the Gemara. Father, Bezdin, her. It doesn't say father, her, Bezdin. It says father, Bezdin, her. Sounds like the Gemara is saying, I know she's not Mechayiv in Bezdin's Chiv, almost as if. Where would we know it from? I'm not sure. But that's what he says, Midahabe Bezdin. So you have to figure that out. But comes out as follows, Rabbi. It's going to be like this. The Ramban says that the father's mitzvah is a strong mitzvah. How would you classify that? Mitzvah Shebagufa. Bezdin's lower tier. I understand like the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? Who makes a bracha lach nisoy? Only the father. Bezdin not. The Meiri, then the Ravid said no. If the father makes the bracha, also Bezdin makes the bracha. Why? Because he equates the mitzvah of the father and the mitzvah of Bezdin. That seems to be more like the Tosfos writ. So that's what it seems to be, the machlokes that we're having over here, as to how to understand what the nature of this chiv is. Now, the Ramban is also very big chiddush. Why? Because as I pointed out to Laser, where's the miot that's being memayet the isha? Kashetziva oisai. It's being reminded from the father's parasha. What the Ramban is doing is he's saying, really, we thought it's going to be like Bezdin, and a pasuk by the father says it's not. That's also, you know, there's a bidyevet there also. Do we understand why Tosfos doesn't like that? Understand that too. Yeah, there's a bidyevet in the Ramban. There's a chiddush in the Tosfos Rid. We've got all different types of moving parts here. We have to do sikkum. That's why we have to write down, Rabbi Say. You don't write this down, there's no way you're going to be able to remember this. Now there's a last shita, is the shita of the Marach or Zeruah. Shita of the Marach or Zeruah is as follows. This is the Marach or Zeruah. Even the son's mitzvah, listen to this, Pilei Ploim. Even the son's mitzvah is not a mitzvah shebagufay. No, it's not. You think the mitzvah is like tefillin, you have to put on the tefillin? No! The mitzvah is to have a milah. And I'll prove it to you, says the Marach Or Zeruah, son of the Or Zeruah. Borderline, end of Rishayin and beginning of Achrayinu. I'll prove it to you. This is a Gemara. The Gemara says that David HaMelech was in a merchatz. Now in a merchatz, he's not wearing any clothing. So he's not wearing tzitzis. Can't be mahar in the Vritoyer in a merchatz. Nothing. He's like, I got no mitzvahs. And David HaMelech started stressing over it, or whatever. It was bothering him. And then he remembered he has a bris milah. Oh. He said, "Im lo brisi yomam v'layla chuka shemayim v'arts lo samti v'och shem have a bris." What does it mean he has a bris? He has a bris? The mitzvah, bris milah, was in the skyim when he was 8 days old. Yeah, what do you say? Says the Marachos, you got it all wrong. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to have a bris. The mitzvah is not to get a bris. The mitzvah is to have a bris. So you're walking around. Every one of us is being a kaima mitzvah every single second because we have a bris. And thus is the mitzvah.
Because this means David had a reminder on himself. He didn't have anything else with him.
Reminding is not a mitzvah. He's not saying he didn't remember a mitzvah. He's saying he felt he was armin on mitzvah.
It's only a physical reminder he had himself of a mitzvah that he had.
No, he doesn't need a reminder. He says armin on mitzvahs. He needs to have mitzvahs now just to remember he had mitzvahs. So if he had the marks on his arm from his tefillin, that's a good kasha. That's why he asked the kasha about chase mitzvahs to me. Why didn't he have that? That's the whole discussion of David HaMelech. But the Merach Chazura says what? Oh, there could be two days. Pashas, we understand there's two dina, but the Merach Chazura says no. The only din of bris milah is to have a bris. The din is to have a bris.
What does that have to do with begof or not?
What?
Maybe it's begof. He has a mitzvah, it's begof.
No, it's not a mitzvah to do it. It's a mitzvah to have it.
Have it.
So that's not a mitzvah shebegufoy.
It's a ritz film, it's still begof.
What?
It's a ritz film, it's still begof.
What do you mean?
No, it's a mitzvah to put on tefillin, still begof.
Right, not to have tefillin on, to put them on.
No, that's the opposite.
It could be. If that's true, if you're right, then I don't have to put it on. Someone could put it on for me. I don't have to do it. Same thing for bris milah also. I don't have to put on the bris. I don't do the bris milah, and I don't need a shliach. Even the ben doesn't need a shliach. I just need it to happen. As long as it happens, it happens.
Right. Meaning we discussed Thursday. If a guy's born,
right,
with already cut off, so already he's yaitzes.
Oh, so that's a shiloh. That's called a bris. That's not a bris. There's no orlo, but it's not a bris. It doesn't have a bris.
No, the bris is only to have.
I don't know. To have a bris. Stop. It has to be a bris. That's not a bris. Doesn't each have a bris? Does each have a mitzvah before regular rega? Why not? Because she doesn't have a bris. So a noilin mal maybe also doesn't have a bris. He doesn't have a bris. He needs a bris. Maybe. Okay.
What's the problem?
What?
The mitzvah is going to be not being an
oral. No, the mitzvah is having a bris. No.
Why
do you split the few?
The mitzvah is because it says biyomishmini yimol b'sarla. So it's to have a bris.
What's the bracha?
What's the bracha?
What?
It's a
bracha. The male makes and what's that? It's yeah. Alamilo. Lomo. It says, how would you ever make lomo? It's no real mitzvah lomo. It's only to have the bris. Yeah. This is gonna have to. Rabbi, there's plenty for you to work out, and I'm happy for you to work it out. But if you would have come earlier, we would have more time. But we don't. So let's keep going. Rabbi, say like this. There's a lot. This is a huge, huge sugya. There's sugya mushrooms everywhere. Okay. But lefizeh comes the Ma'arit. And the Ma'arit says, listen, I have a new answer to Tosfos' kasha. Is bris milah mitzvah seisha zman groma? We say because it's only by yom, not by laila. Says the Ma'arit, lefi the Merach Chazura, it's totally not true. Is mitzvah seisha by laila? Mitzvah's bris by laila?
Yeah.
What's the mitzvah?
Just to have it.
Do you have a bris at night?
Of course.
In the kind of mitzvah by night? In the kind of mitzvah by night? If the Merach Chazura is right, then it's not only by yom. And the mitzvah is also by laila. The mitzvahs have the bris. In a chanami, the procedure can only happen by day, but that's not the mitzvah. If you understand the mitzvah is the maisa milah, so then that can only be done by day. That's the mitzvah. But the Merach Chazura says it's not the mitzvah b'chlal. That's only the hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have the milah. Can you have a milah by laila? Yes, the mitzvah is by yom u'ba laila.
So what does he hold the father's mitzvahs anyway?
Then the son's mitzvah, the father's mitzvahs, everyone's mitzvah is all the same thing. Just to have the milah.
So
the milah should be having
it.
His father's mitzvah is that the son should have a milah. Make sure the son has a milah. The son's mitzvah is that he should have a milah. The father's mitzvah is that the son should have a milah. Bez's mitzvah is that the...
He could
call the mayo, whatever it is. Same with the Tosfos Rid says that everyone can do that. But
that was, so everyone's
mitzvah that making the bris happen was the mitzvah.
And a chalamit. That's what he's saying. This is also making the bris happen. He's saying even the ben it's making
the
bris.
That's the mitzvah.
That's the mitzvah to make sure that...
Mitzvah.
What?
Making the bris happen.
That's... Now, oh, you know, it's because the mitzvah is just... I got it. Okay. Right? Fine. Maybe. Maybe, but Peseder, but...
What's the father just seemingly doesn't have any mitzvah now?
He is a chiv to do that. His chiv is hechsher mitzvah. He doesn't have a mitzvah. It's mitzvah saben. His chiv is to make sure that it happens.
Then why did Tosfos need his first answer originally? Meaning that should be
Tosfos. Tosfos is not like the Merach Chazura.
Tosfos doesn't hold this.
So we have Rabbi Yisrael, we have numerous different shitas over here, which are all intertwined in many different ways. What we haven't worked out yet is the mitzvah seisha zman groma aspect of it. In other words, we have different pieces, you know, get a mitzvah on the ground, but let's go through it again, just in different parts. According to the Tosfos Rid, the mitzvah of the father is a mitzvah just to what? Prepare. The Chayr Bezdin is no more. But those are the same. According to the Ramban, seems like the mitzvah of the father is to do it. It's just the mitzvah of Beis Din is just to make sure it gets done. And according to the Marachs or Zeruah, everyone's mitzvah is to make sure that it gets done. According to the Shach, we said there's a mitzvah on the father to do a milah, be a dime. He can't make a shliach. According to Tosfos Reed, you don't need to make a shliach. These are the different shittas. Now, let's get into the mitzvah seseh shazman groma aspect of it. Tosfos says it's not called the mitzvah seseh shazman groma because it goes on forever. Rashi argues, right? Rashi says, I'm sorry, Tosfos says it has to go mizman lezman. Rashi says as long as it gets triggered, that's called a zman. The Tosfos Reed says that the Ramban. Ramban is really the one we want to focus on. The Ramban says that being that it's not my mitzvah, someone else's mitzvah, therefore that's called that I don't have a patur mitzvah shezman grama. Even though the maisa it's going to restrict me in time because you're telling me I got to do it, but it's not my mitzvah; it's his mitzvah. That's enough to say that I'm going to be chayiv, right? We said the Rabbi Kiva Eger said even though bris milah can't be done on Shabbos, that doesn't make a mitzvah shezman grama. Because it's not the bris milah that can't be done, it's Shabbos that's stopping you. Avnei Nezer argues. So we have all these different opinions about mitzvah shezman grama. What does it tell you? So we'd like to suggest as follows. The Kuntra Seh Shiurim, who's Rav Yisrael Zev Gustman, brings a chakira. His chakira is as follows. What's the pshat? That nashim apotah mitzvah seishas man grama. Why? It's either learned from a pasuk, it's either learned from from shnei ksumim v'kechad ein malamdin, or it's learned out from tefillin. That tefillin is learned from Talmud Torah. It's either learned from a miut. But after we have a limud, what's the pshat? Is the pshat because we can't limit a woman to something that has time constraints. We can't do that. Women have other responsibilities. Just like we find that a woman is not chayv in yira of her father, or at least certain times. Why not? Because she has to take care of her husband. So too, we can't be mechayv isha in mitzvahs of the Torah, because she has to take care of her husband. So mitzvah shezman grama is the reason why she's pater. It's not just happens to be because there's man grama. That's the reason. The zman is what is causing the ptur. Because women, says the Avudraham and the Kolboy, they both say the same thing. Nashim are mechuyiv to their husband. Says the Avudraham, we've seen bigger than that. We're willing to erase HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name for Shalom Bayis. So we're willing to pater Nashim from mitzvahs for Shalom Bayis. She's going to be busy davening. He comes home from shul and she's still davening, and who made breakfast and the house is a mess and there's nothing. She has to take care of her husband. That's her chiyuv. So therefore we pater from mitzvah shezman grama. Why don't we pater from loy sases? Let's think about it. Why don't we pater? She doesn't have to do anything, right? It's just don't do averas. You can't allow her to do averas just because she's taking care of her husband. But mitzvah ases that need her to do things, there we're going to pater. Even if she's not married yet, because we're putting her in that zone. We're putting her in that's the zone you're in. You're not chayiv on those mitzvahs. Or, what? Avudraham and Kolbo both say the same thing. Or we could say, perhaps, the Torah paters women from certain mitzvahs. Different people have different chiyuvim. Kayin has certain chiyuvim. Levi has certain chiyuvim. Eved has certain chiyuvim. Isha has certain chiyuvim. So we wanted to make a group of mitzvahs that women are pater on. How do you know if women are pater on a mitzvah or not? If it's a mitzvah saseh shezman grama, they're pater. Why are they pater? I don't know. It could be every single mitzvah has its own reason. This mitzvah because it's shayach more to mashpia and mekabel hashpah and women and this and that. I don't know. Every mitzvah could have its own reason. This is just a simen, no tzad hashava. This is a simen that they're putter. Yeshivish gezocht is like this. Is mitzvah shezman grama a sibo or a simen? That is like classic jargon, yeshivish jargon. Sibo or simen? Sibo means this is the reason they're putter. The reason is mitzvah shezman grama. Or it's just a simen ba'alma. Why they're putter? I don't know. Each one could have its own mitzvah, its own reason. No idea. Nafkamina, perhaps as follows. Listen to this. Are women pater on a mitzvah dirabanan? That's zman grama. A mitzvah asay dirabanan, that's a zman grama. What would you say? Are they pater? Are they pater? Let's go slowly. We'll start first. If the reason why the Torah patered women is because we wanted them to be available for their husbands, what would you say on a mitzvah derabanan? Also the pater, for sure. The chum aren't going to mess with shalom bayis, so the Torah is not messing with shalom bayis. So the same way the pater on diaraisa, so to the pater on derabanan. That's Tosfos' shita. Therefore, nashim a pater on mitzvah tefillah, even according to Tosfos' the din derabanan. However, Rashi seems to hold that they're going to be chayiv. Why? Because why are women pata mitzvah sasei shazman grama? We don't know why. Why? Everyone might have its own reason. So if the chachomim, did they decide to make her pater? If they did, they'll tell us about it. But just because it happens to be a mitzvah sasei shazman grama doesn't mean they're pater. That's not a reason to be pater. It's just a simon the Torah pater you and all those. With the chachomim, I don't know if they're going to be mechayiv you or pater you. You have to tell me if you're pater. But just because it's mitzvah sasei shazman grama doesn't make you pater. That could be the machlekes. And now if we go through many of the different details of mitzvah shezman grama, we're going to realize that they're going to depend on this shayla. For example. What? What do you mean?
You said the gufo or not the gufo. What's the difference? If it has time.
Right, so I think it's more the Ramban. Let's go to Tosfos Rid for a second on the other one. That's why I pulled away from the Tosfos Rid. But let's start like this. Tosfos Rid says that any mitzvah that doesn't have a date, it's not mitzvah shezman grama. I don't get it. If you ask me, that is the epitome of mitzvah shezman grama. Why? I got 8 days to do the mitzvah. I didn't even know it was coming. If I know Yom Kippur is coming, at least I can prepare Yom Kippur, Yom Tif, Tefillin. I know that. All of a sudden, boom, 8 days. I got to like hurry and do it. It's the epitome of, you're putting me in a time constraint. So if it's a siba, the reason is because you can't. So how can we be mechayiv an isha to do a bris milah on the 8th day if all of a sudden she's got to hurry and hustle and do all that stuff? What does that mean? Because it doesn't have its specific date. So the Pshat Tosfos Rid is mitzvah seisha zman grama is a very technical thing. It's not a siba, it's a simin. What's the simin? It has to have a date. Does it have a date? Yes or no? No, it doesn't have a date. It's 8 days after it's born. It's not a date. Sorry, it's not mitzvah shezman grama. Tosfos argues, the Rishonim argues, say, whoa, if you ask me, this is the epitome of a mitzvah shezman grama. Look at the reason why that we're saying a woman's pater, because we can't force her to be limited in time. You're giving her 8 days to do it. She's got so much she's got to deal with. She just gave birth to a baby. Now she's got to take care of this meal and everything like that. That's going to be the machalikas. That's Pshat Tosfos Rid. Another shaila is as follows. Listen to this. In the Turei Evan in Megillah brings a shaila: is mitzvahs bikurim mitzvah seisha zman grama or not? Mitzvahs bikurim. Now the halacha is you can only do bikurim as long as the mitzvahs bikurim is you bring the first crop to the Beis HaMikdash and you give it as a donation. You give it to the kohen. Could only do that as long as there still is, the stalks are still in the field. And that happens till around Hanukkah. The Gemara says, once you eat Hanukkah, you can't do it anymore. That's the mitzvah shezman mangrela, because you only have till Hanukkah. He says, to heaven, no. He says, listen, is there a halachic significance to Hanukkah in the mitzvah d'yoraisa of Bikurim? Hanukkah doesn't. There's no. It's not a date. Hanukkah. It just happens to be that when does the harvest end? Happens to be it ends on Hanukkah. But is there a significance to the date of Chaf Hei Kislev Bechlal? No. Let's say theoretically, hypothetically, what would happen if all of a sudden crops would go longer? Continue longer. So there's no real date. It doesn't have a date. It's not a mitzvah shezman grama. Says the Turei Evan. Because it has to be an official date. Tosfos in Menachos seems to argue. Why? Because Tosfos says, mitzvah smicha on a korban is called mitzvah seisha zman grama. We're going to go, there's so many different examples. What's smicha on a korban? Before you shecht the korban, yeah, a person has to do smicha on a korban. Now, when do we bring karbanos? By day. You don't bring korbanos at night. So mitzvah smicha is only done by day. Is there a pasuk that tells you you can only do smicha by day?
No.
But there's a pasuk that tells you you can only be makriv a korban by day. So why can you only do smicha by day? Because you have to do smicha. Take if the shechita. So when does the shechita happen? By day. Says Tosfos, no problem. I'll do it like this. 30 seconds before Alois in the morning, I'll do my smicha and I'll do my shechita right afterwards. So I can do it at night. So he says, nope, that's not going to work. You know why? Because what's the first carbon you have to bring in the morning? Carbon tamid. You don't do smicha on a carbon tamid. You don't do smicha on a carbon yachid. So therefore, you can't do that. You have to wait till after you bring your carbon tamid in order to do your smicha. That's only be by day. Now, Rabbi Yisai, is this a technical problem?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no halacha over here that you can't do smicha by yom. He's saying, in theory, I could have pulled it off if there would be no din carbon tamid. So really, you could do smicha by yom. It's just grada, it doesn't work out. Therefore, Tosfos seems to say that it depends on gradas. That's what it depends on. Is this limited? Practical. Talk to me practically, is it limited? And the Turi Evan says, it doesn't depend on limited. I'm practical. That's the machloket. Is it a simon or a simba?
Isn't it limited just from the fact that it could only be done at a certain part at night?
Oh. Oh, you know, it's even if it would only be done that, why is that not called limited? You have to know. Good question. That's a good question. Basically, we're going to end with this for now. There is a massive Ramban. Reb Shimon Shkop and others say, Pshat, the Ramban says, Svira sa'oimer, Chazon Yechezkel, we have here, is not a mitzvah man grama. Svira sa'oimer. If you would have asked me, I would have said that's like one of the classics. Svira sa'oimer is from when? Pesach. Shul Shavuos, mitzvah man grama. Classic. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Nashim are potter, because the Mishnah says, because mitzvah man grama. That's why Nashim are potter, Svira sa'oimer. But the Ramban says, no, Nashim are not potter. It's the Chayiv. Why? Comes on Chetzkel Abramsky and says, do you know why we do Sviras HaOimer from Pesach to Shavuos? It has nothing to do with Pesach and Shavuos.
That's when you bring the Oimer.
It's really from the Karban Oimer, which grada you bring the day after the second day of Pesach, till the Shtei Lechem. It happens to me that those are brought on these days. But Luyeh, the Torah would have told us to bring the Karban Oimer on a different day. When would we do the Svira? On a different day. So it's not really bad, even though practically it's always going to be said during this time. But Lamaisa, it's not the zman that's goyrim. It's not zman groma. It's the carbon oil that's goyrim. Hold on, let me just make it a little sweeter, okay? Let's make it a little sweeter. Bizman hazeh, do we bring a carbon oil?
No.
Is there a mitzvah sviras oimer bizman hazeh?
Yeah.
The Ramban says no. No. It's only the Rabbanon. Like, what do we say at the end of Sefirah Zoymer? Haracham anu yachaz yolona avodis Pesach. I mean, it's Zechel HaMikdash, the Ramban says. Why is there no mitzvah Sefirah Zoymer? Where there was Pesach, the Shavuos, the answer is, the Oymer is not totally on a date. The date is here. It's totally in a Karban Oymer. The Karban Oymer, Grada, only comes on this day. But that's not called a mitzvah Shazman Grama. Because he's saying that it's totally in the Oymer. So if you don't have an Oymer, you don't have Sefirah. Now the Rambam happens to hold that mitzvah sfirah b'zman hazeh is the araisa. Therefore, the Rambam is going to hold it is a mitzvah sfirah b'zman hazeh. These are the very different shitas. Now, Rabbi, I gave you on the bottom of the page. I wrote down a few other ones over there: Kiddush Levana, Kriyashma. Yeah, these types of things. These are all discussions, and we could discuss all of them. But Beis Hashem, that's tomorrow morning. I would like to try to already get moving on Pidyon HaBen. We're going to have to contrast Pidyon HaBen with Milo. Are they the same? How are they different? Mitzvahs, why does Beis Hashem not have a chiyuv? What would be the Havamino of an Isha Mechiv? All that, Beis Hashem, hopefully, coming up. So.